basically the Dard ministers have refused to give the freedom of information request to say it wouldn't be in the public interest. You know, I think there's more to this and what meets the eye. It isn't the public interest. It's basically it's about 800 jobs that were meant for Strabane that didn't come to Strabane. And basically, the minister shouldn't have made the decision where to send the jobs until she had the business case done.
Do you believe there's something to hide here, then?
Well, I do believe there's something going on here, but I don't know what it is herself. What's happening? But all I'm saying is there's something not right here, you know. And some people have accused me of saying this is a PR stunt every time I talk about it. I wouldn't class 800 jobs being diverted away from Strabane as a PR stunt. I do believe it's just about telling the truth why Strabane didn't get these jobs.
Questions have to be, I presume questions have to be asked as to why 800 jobs being lost to a town could not be in the public interest.
Exactly. It is in the public interest because we have a lot of civil servants within Strabane that travel maybe half an hour or 45 minutes, even up to an hour, to their civil service jobs, you know. So all we want is the truth from the Dard minister, you know. And now they've fobbed us off again. The council is a corporate body. We're not getting a freedom from information request either. So what are we hiding here? And our speculation is now that the Dard minister is not going to release this business case until after the elections, because the fear is that politically, this could damage her political party within the Strabane District Council electoral area.